hell?
Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome to another edition of the Superflex Podcast, your precisionist NBA podcast. It's Monday, January 9th, 2016, and I'm your host, Joe Borelli. Welcome back, everybody. It's been way too long, hasn't it? It's actually been like 3 days. But that's okay. You know, this is all good. So real quick, a little bit of housekeeping. I just want to let you all know that once again, the Superflight Podcast is now part of the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. So if you want to follow along with the show directly or just subscribe to any of these shows on Almighty Baller, there's some good ones over there. You can go to thealmightyballer.com and hit subscribe and subscribe to all of our shows. And, you know, you can always get in touch with me at thesuperflightpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow on Twitter at @superflightpod. You can follow me personally at Joe Borelli. Although that one I barely use anymore. I'm mostly manning the Superflight Pod Twitter account now, because the other one was my personal thing and it was more about art and music and things of that nature. But since I rarely make artwork anymore, why bother, right? Just give up. Screw it. Anyway, you know, have I talked to you guys about New Year's resolutions yet? Probably not. So I know I'm 9 days late on this, but I think everybody like has some sort of New Year's resolution that they try and stick with when the beginning of the year rolls around. And me, historically, I always feel that these things are just kind of silly, because like, if you're going to make a change in your life, why not do it every day of the year? I know, but the new year's a good time to do it. It signifies a bringing in of new things in a time of change, and you want to start off the year on the right foot. So with that in mind, my New Year's resolution is just to get better at this podcast. I mean, also to be a better human being in general, but for the sake of you guys, I really want to get better at doing this. I really enjoy putting this out there, and I think you enjoy hearing me put it out there. I think for those of you that do listen, I know it's not just 8 people anymore. It's a lot more than that, but thanks for hopping on. Thanks for subscribing every week, and thanks for listening to the show. And it does mean a lot to me, and I hope the podcast means a lot to you. I do this just as a labor of love, as I've talked about so many times. But it's a creative endeavor for me that I really need, and I want to get better and better at it every time. And I want you guys to enjoy it more and more every time. If that means it's going to be funny sometimes, that's great. If it means it's going to be super informative and really dive into, you know, the nitty-gritty of NBA teams and stuff, that's fine too. I want to do both of those things as good as I possibly can, and I want you guys to enjoy it primarily. So happy New Year to all of us, and hopefully I'll keep bringing you great guests and more and more good content. So yeah, anyway, having said all that, Saturday night, I guested on the Fuzz NBA podcast from Australia with Byron James. While his partner in crime, Michael Keith, has been touring the world for like the last, I think, 2 years now. That's a joke, folks. It seems like Michael's been away forever. But anyway, Byron was gracious enough to have me on the show, and we talked about some NBA All-Stars and NBA All-Star bids, and we talked about our running bet between the podcasts where, well, you'll have to listen and find out, but it has a lot to do with Joel Embiid making the All-Star game, whether or not he makes it. But thanks, Byron, for having me on. It was a great time, lots of laughs, very informative, I think, for people. And Byron did an amazing job of editing this whole thing together. It sounds like we're in the same room. So if you don't know the Fuzz NBA podcast, you guys should definitely follow them at the Fuzz NBA on Twitter and check out their website, thefuzznba.com. They're a great couple of guys. I'm happy to call them friends and give them a listen. But without further ado, here's the Superflight Fuzz NBA crossover podcast. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Well, we're back, and I'm honoured to have Joe Borelli from the Superfight podcast join me. Joe, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How's it going? How's Australia these days?
Oh, Australia, today it's about 32 degrees, so I don't know what that is in...
Oh, don't make me do
is
the conversion
Fahrenheit?
Again. Yeah.
It's hot, man. It's hot.
I've
just seen that Joel Embiid posted an Instagram photo, and it's like blizzards in New York.
Yeah, it's miserable today. I'm freezing my butt off, and it's snowing like crazy. I hate it. Can I come to Australia, like right now?
Crazy, bro. Oh, mate, my door's open anytime. We'd love to have you down under.
Oh, word.
But anyway, today I thought it'd be appropriate to get you on the show because it's the All-Star NBA edition, and we have a little running bet going, so I figured, you know, it's appropriate.
Yes. Do you want to start with the running bet?
Yeah, why not, eh? So a couple of episodes ago, I made a bet on the podcast that Joel Embiid would actually make the starting lineup.
And, was it starting lineup or is it just the All-Star game? I think you just bet the All-Star game, right?
Did I? Yeah. Well, I actually think that he's going to have to make the starting lineup to actually be a part of it because I don't think that the coaches are going to actually vote Joel Embiid in. I think he's going to have to get there on votes alone. But anyway, even though you're a mad Sixers fan, mate, you beg to differ. You don't think he will.
Well, you know, that was when we first started this bet, which was like the very beginning of the season. We were 2 weeks into the season. And I was like, yeah, it would be great. He looks fantastic, but I don't think it's going to happen. And then, man, now I'm like, I think he's going to make the All-Star game. Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's looking good. Plus, he's got the push of, you know, he's got to impress that girlfriend of his. What is it, Rihanna or something?
We suspect it's Rihanna, yeah. We don't know. Yeah. Nobody really knows for sure. But he has a crush.
Looking at the voting polls, he's right up there in the East. So who knows, man? I could be looking good. And the stakes are high. If I win, you've got to have the Fuzz NBA Twitter profile as your profile pick for, what, a week?
A week,
and
yeah.
And I've got to do the same, vice versa, if I lose.
And my joke was that either way I win, because if he's an All-Star, it's good for me.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, hold on a second. Sorry, my music just went off here.
I'm up here in my house here in Australia is like up in like the trees. It's like a tree house. There's so many freaking birds tweeting away right now. It's going to be loud.
Oh my God.
It's going to be cutting into the show, but it's sort of cute.
That's amazing. I'm so jealous right now. I'm freezing. I'm freezing. I have my heat blasting and I'm freezing.
Bro, it looks so, so cold. We were actually over in New York a few years ago and it was, it was December and it was really, really cold.
Yeah. You know, not to get off the beaten path here, but we are straying already. After talking to your mate, Michael, my wife and I, we might try and come to Australia this, our summer, your winter, which would suck, but we might try and make a trip.
Yeah. Oh, do it, man.
If we can.
We'll show you the sights. When I was over in the States, like, it's amazing how many Americans just go, man, Australia's just so far away. Like, we've always wanted to go, but it's just freaking so far. I'm like, well, I'm here. Like, come and visit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get stuck in, dude. Basically, we're going to just dissect. We're going to predict who's going to make the starting lineup, who's going to make the bench, and then we'll talk a bit about who's going to miss out because there's so much talent in the NBA right now. There's definitely All-Star caliber players that will miss the All-Star. So that's probably the most interesting part about it for me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that happens every year too, right? There's so many guys that are always deserving at the end of at the end of the list. And like
Damian Lillard, for example.
Well, yeah, Dame should have been in last year. I think he's got to get in this year. But I was thinking of Mike Conley.
Sure.
Like Mike Conley still has not been an All-Star. And that dude is so good.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Hey.
Yeah.
He proved it last night. That game was incredible.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch any of it. I haven't even got to see the replay yet. I've been so working all the time. I'm so tired.
Oh man, we were actually watching it in a sports bar here on the Central Coast in New South Wales, and getting towards the end of the third quarter, there's about a minute remaining and they were down by 24 points, so we just flicked over to a different channel. We end up watching the Clippers and Kings game the fourth quarter, but we were blown away when we flicked it back and they were just down by like 4 points, and then, you know, sent it to OT, and then Gasol and Conley just cut sick in that overtime. It was so cool.
And they were down by what, 26 points or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think it was 26 late in the third, so it was a crazy rally to come back.
That is crazy. I wish I could have seen it in real time.
Yeah.
I can go back and watch it anytime I
want.
Yeah,
yeah. It's never the same watching it when you know the result. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to start in the East or do you want to start in the West?
Let's start in the East, I reckon.
Okay.
So have you got a bit of a list of who you think's going to...
I'm working
make
off your list.
Cut.
I'm working off list.
You worked off my list. Sweet.
Why don't you tell me who you got that, and I'll disagree with you. How's that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, looking at the East, I really think there's only one player that's a guaranteed lock, and that's a pretty obvious one.
LeBron.
That's LeBron. I think he's the only guy that's a lock, and then I think it could swing either way with the other four spots. But Let's start with the guards, why don't we? I reckon Kyrie's going to make it.
As a starter? So are we going down starters first and then bench?
We'll go to starters then bench. So okay. I reckon Kyrie's going to get the nod for the guards. And I also reckon Kyle Lowry. I think John Wall may miss out on the starters.
So I was looking at your list. You have Kyrie and then Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, and Giannis. And I think that's a really solid list. But I'm thinking that if we're going by starters, and so how does it work now? The fan vote counts for 50% of the vote for the starters only now, and then the media and coaches? Is that for starters, or is that just for...
I'm pretty sure. I thought it was 100% fan vote.
It used to be like 100. I think up until last year, I think it was 100%
okay,
fan vote.
Okay, well, that would make a lot of sense. And that would be actually awesome because fan voting is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That's scaring the shit out of me.
Pachulia is like leading the...
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. He's so far. I mean, he's second to KD in the West. Like, how?
Yeah. Well, it's nuts, exactly. Man. It's a joke. It's like a running joke. This is why they made this rule, I think. This is why they changed it this year. So yeah. That fans can't...
Just to harness that in a bit, hey.
Yeah.
Not let the fans get too crazy with it.
But okay, so you have Kyrie, and I think Kyrie will be a starter. And then you have Lowry. I'm going to disagree with you on there. I think it's going to be Kyrie and John Wall.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, look at the numbers John Wall is putting up right now. He's putting up 23 points, 4.5 rebounds, 10 assists, which I think is second or third in the league in assists. Yeah, he's playing out of his mind, and he's almost single-handedly responsible for them, like, just coming around to 500. I mean,
yeah,
you know, what's the shooting guard? My God.
Bradley Beal.
Thank you. Bradley Beal is coming on. He's getting healthy, right? But, like, you have to attribute most of their success, what little success they've had so far, to John Wall.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, and it definitely matters when you're talking about all-star voting. Like, you want a winning team. Guys won't get in if their team's not doing well. And you know, at the beginning of the year, they had such a miserable record. I didn't even think he was going to make it. But at this point, like, they're really starting to turn the corner, and it looks like they're going to start, you know, making a push towards the playoffs. I think he'll get in the starting position above Lowry. I think Lowry, while he's a great guard, and I love him, I love his game, and he's putting up 22 points, 4.9 rebounds for a little guy, for a guy who's, like, what, 6 foot? And 7 assists. I think he's great. I would love him on my team. He's 30 now, and he's going to demand a huge contract, but...
Yeah.
I just think that Lowry, he doesn't have the same sort of dynamicism. How do you say that word?
Dynamicism or something. Sound good.
He doesn't have that thing. So I think he gets shoved to the corner a little bit. I just think that John Wall beats him out there. And then Jimmy Butler, I'm totally with you on that. Dude has taken a huge step. I'm sorry, if you want to talk and, like, throw some words in here, feel free.
That's cool. No, the only reason I put in Lowry over John Wall is just because of the Canadian factor.
Mm.
I think that he gets, you know, Canada really get behind their guys. So that was my reasoning for that. But yeah, I mean, as you say, with John Wall, his numbers are better than Lowry's. Plus, he's leading the league in steals too.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's really, really having a good season. So yeah, I mean, that one could swing either way. I think Kyrie will get in, but yeah, whether it's Lowry or Wall, I think is going to be a tight race.
Yeah, but I definitely expect both of those guys to make the All-Star team, you know.
Yeah,
100%. As starters, it's probably going to be Kyrie, because, like, he's putting up crazy numbers, 3 rebounds and 6 assists, and actually, you know, he's starting to come around as a distributor a bit, but he's more of a 2 guard, to be honest with you. Like, LeBron's really the point guard on that team.
Basically, yeah.
But Kyrie is so popular, and he's so freaking clutch. Especially, like, what's the things we remember about him most right now? Is the Christmas Day game.
Christmas Day and Game 7.
Exactly.
Those two shots, like, the guy's an animal.
Yeah. So he's got it, and he's, like, really up there in the fan boat right now. LeBron is absolutely a no-brainer. Yeah. Like, we know he's going to get in, and if he doesn't, that would be a travesty.
Oh, that would just be insane. Yeah. No, I can't see that happening.
No.
But I've got Giannis in there. At the start of the season, if you had told me he was going to be an all-star starter, I would have laughed at you. Sports Illustrated had that guy ranked as the 50th best player in the league coming into the season, and you got to say right now he's like a top 10 NBA player. He's just having like a crazy, crazy breakout season. And his numbers are totally just sick. 24 points, 9 rebounds, 5.9 assists, 2 steals and 2 blocks. Like, such a well-rounded player.
Yeah, he's amazing. You know, it's funny. I just did a podcast last night with Daman Rangula. And we were talking about like the young up-and-coming stars that are breaking out. Giannis is definitely, like, I would call him at least a top 10 player right now in the league. It's insane.
Yeah.
He has, and the thing that's crazy about him is that he's taken this, like, gigantic leap that no one saw coming. Like, we all thought, we talked about this last night, everyone thought that like he's going to be a really good player one day, or he has the potential to be a really good player one day because he's really long, he's super athletic, he can really get to the rim. Like,
just
steps,
had that potential, hey.
Yeah. 2 steps and he's from the foul line and dunking it. It's insane.
But
no one thought he would take this step this quickly, and he's only 22 years old. So you have him in the starting lineup. I'm not there yet. I don't think I
could. Okay.
But here's the thing. Like, so who do we put here instead? As a big man, here's the other thing that's weird. All right. Since they changed the rules, it's not just like you don't have to have a center. You can have a power forward. Right?
Yeah, a forward slash center, yeah.
Right. So there's 3 forwards and 2 guards. So LeBron James is obviously a forward in this scenario. And that means you could also have, like, Carmelo Anthony as your other. It could be like Kyrie, John Wall, Jimmy Butler, LeBron, and Carmelo Anthony. And I don't think Carmelo Anthony is going to get the starting nod because, again, the popularity vote is only half of it, I think, now. But I'm trying to think of who you would put in there. And I have to think that maybe Kristaps Porzingis might be a starting center. What do you think?
Yeah, Kristaps is cult status. Everyone loves Kristaps. He's got so many fans here down under to love Porzingis.
Oh, really?
It's just something about him. I think it's the whole underdog thing. We love the underdog. And, you know, he's definitely the underdog.
Well, yeah.
But he's emerging as one of the league's stars. So I reckon, I actually had Kristaps in there before I decided I'm going to put Giannis in there. So, yeah, I think that's a good call, man.
Yeah. Although, you know, you might be right because Giannis does sometimes play the center position. He's 6'11"?
Yeah, well, he can. Yeah. 6'11". Yeah.
He's like a positionless player. He plays every single spot on the floor. You might be right. Giannis might be the guy in there. If not for those two guys, honestly, Embiid. If you want to talk about a guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe.
If you want to talk about a guy who's like a true center, and this guy, and like, it's insane the numbers he's putting up for a rookie for playing what? How many games?
Restricted minutes. Well, he started off, on 18 minutes per game, and now he's worked his way up to 28 minutes. But
he's only averaging 25. Okay, here he is. He's 18.9 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 2.4 blocks. I think he's got 2 assists, and he's shooting 38% from 3 on 25 minutes a game. That's insane.
Yeah, that's insane.
And you know what it doesn't take into
account?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, plus, like, his social media accounts are lit.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so funny, that guy.
Yeah.
And so I reckon, like, he's just so easy to like, and he'll get votes just purely because he's just the funniest dude.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was going to make that point, too. Like, he's really likable. He's, like, a very endearing sort of character. He was playing slap ass with Boogie Cousins. Who does that? He's like the...
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible, man.
Oh, too good.
So good, so good. But, you know, for me, I kind of really want him to make this All-Star game because who was the last rookie to make an All-Star game?
Who was it? That's a great question.
I know this. It's Blake Griffin.
So, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, it happens so infrequently. And the funny thing is if you look back at the history of this award, of a All-Star at their first season, it's mostly big men. It's almost all big guys. So
yeah.
I think he has a good chance.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be interesting. Hey. So let's move on to the bench. I'll just go through who I had on the bench. So I had John Wall. I got DeRozan. I got Isaiah Thomas, Paul George, Paul Millsap, Melo, Kevin Love, and Kristaps. So that's my bench predictions.
That is a solid bench. That's a really solid
bench.
That's
a solid bench, eh?
And I have to disagree with you on, like, I'm with you on all of those guys. All of the guys that you've had lined up so far are, I think, spot on, except Millsap. You might as well just schedule Embiid in there right now. Take Millsap out and put Embiid.
Do you think if Embiid misses the starting lineup that he'll get the nod from the coaches?
I think he might. I legitimately think he could. The thing I was going to mention about Embiid too is that, and like, I'm not doing this just because I'm a Sixers fan. I really love the NBA, and like rooting for Embiid is rooting for the NBA. He's such a great story. But the thing that the stats don't really take into account is his defensive playmaking. He is such a fantastic defender. He's able to close out on shooters and then make his way back to the basket and protect the rim. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. He can trap guys and work his way back and still block shots. It's insane. I just don't see, I don't see Millsap having, I mean, he's also got better numbers than Millsap. What made you put, what made you put Millsap in there? I'm curious.
He's just one of those under the radar guys, but he's just so solid. I don't know. I think I just, I put him in there because I actually feel sorry for the guy.
Well, that's fair.
He doesn't even know where he's going. He'll be with the Toronto Raptors in a few weeks. Actually, I hope he is. I really hope he is. But yeah, no, I just, I mean, look at his numbers. They're not amazing. I mean, 17.8 points, 8.2 rebounds, 3.7 assists. But the thing is, Millsap, he's just such an unselfish player. And yeah, I really think he's the key for the Hawks. He's like the backbone of that team.
A team that's blowing up, by the way. A team that they're starting to trade all
the pieces. Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's the thing. I made this list before all that crazy stuff happened 2 days ago with Korver and the Cavs and everything.
By the way, it's a very comprehensive list. Kudos. I was impressed. I opened this up and I was like, wow, I should do that much work when I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah. You gotta. Yeah. No, thanks, man.
Yeah. No, sure.
So, okay, so you're getting rid of Millsap. And who are you putting in there?
Embiid. You got to put Embiid in there.
Embiid, yeah.
If Embiid doesn't make the starting lineup, which I don't think is going to happen, I think he gets in there as a bench player. He's got to. Because who's the other? Yeah. Who's the Kristaps we already have on the bench. Kristaps, I think, is there's no two ways about it. He's going to make the All-Star game. He deserves to.
Yeah.
And if it comes down to like Melo or Kristaps, I would give it to Kristaps.
Yeah.
I don't think the coaches would. Yeah, right? And don't get me wrong, I like Melo. I don't really like his game that much, but he's a clutch player. He's a really good shooter. He passes better than he gets credit for, you know. Yeah. And he's just a solid vet who's been there so many times. But if you have to choose between the two, man, Kristaps does so much more for his team than Melo does right now.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, no, I'm with you all the way on that. So I guess the interesting thing is the guys that then miss out, and one of those key guys is Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
I just think, but in saying that, I had a look at the voting polls, and Dwayne Wade has got a lot of votes. All those Dwayne Wade faithfuls are getting him votes, but if he misses out in the starting lineup through fan voting, he's not going to make the bench, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, you know, here's the question. Here's the distinction. Are we talking about who we would put in the All-Star game or who you think is actually going to make it?
This is who we think should be in.
Okay. So then, yeah. Screw Wade.
Yeah, screw you, Wade.
You've been there enough.
There's just so many more deserving guys. I mean, Dwayne Wade is obviously, he's been amazing. He's had an amazing career, but he's definitely slowing up now.
Oh, yeah. I do love me some Flash, man. He's long been one of my favorite players, but he's not really Flash anymore, is he?
Yeah, no, there's the occasional little flash, the occasional little spark, but yeah, it's few and far between.
Yeah, I mean, he's still putting up good numbers, right? Like, it's nothing to sneeze at, but I think he's been there how many years in a row?
Definitely.
Like 9, 10? It's fine. He doesn't
I think even more. I think he's been there 12. LeBron's gone for his 13th, and Dwayne Wade's had the same amount.
All right, yeah, that makes sense. They came in the same time, right? They were drafted the same year, them and
Melo.
Yeah, Melo. And then Chris Bosh, right? It was like those big four.
Same draft class. Yeah. Strong draft class, far out.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that you have... Oh, you know what? I didn't even notice. Kemba is on your list of guys who doesn't make it. And I forgot about Kemba. And I
that's a big snub. Yeah. That's a big snub.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I honestly think he might just be the forgotten guy. You know what I mean?
The Hornets is just one of those teams, as far as I'm concerned. Like, they're just a forgotten team. Like, it's hipster to like them.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just think Kemba's really never been the conversation up till now. I mean, he's had an amazing season. What's he putting up? He's putting up 23 points, 4.2 rebounds, 5.4 assists, shooting a pretty high percentage too. So he's had a great season. But
and he honestly means a whole lot to his team. They have a winning record.
Oh,
they're doing really well. And he means probably more to that team than anybody else in there. I don't know. Like, how would you keep him out? But then again, who do you bump off the list to put him in? You're not bumping Paul George. You're not bumping Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
You're not bumping DeMar DeRozan. Like, no. You know, maybe Kyle Lowry, which would be in it.
Or DeMar. Yeah, I don't know. Hey.
I mean, you know, here's the thing. Maybe this is where Joel Embiid doesn't make it because they feel like obligated to put Kemba Walker in instead, which I think would be a travesty.
Yeah. It would be.
That's because I'm a Sixers homer, but whatever. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I also have Horford missing out. I'm giving that guy no hope. Andre Drummond's another one who deserves it, but I don't think he's going to get in. And Hassan Whiteside.
Well, we could talk about Hassan real quick. I don't think Hassan... Yeah. I don't really think he deserves to be in there anyway. He puts up lots of counting stats. He's kind of like MCW was in his rookie season with the Sixers. He put up all the counting stats, but his impact on the game wasn't very great.
It was...
And if he's going to be, you know, that guy... And he's going to put up those numbers. His team should be maybe winning a little bit more than they are. And I understand that, like, the team
is... so true.
Yeah, they're kind of a train wreck right now. And they've got some injuries. And they're probably looking to move Goran Dragic. But, you know...
I heard he was on the trade table.
Yeah. But I think if you're going to make the All-Star team, you should have a bit more of an impact on your team than, you know, than just the counting stats. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. I totally agree. And if it's the coaches voting these guys in, then they're going to reward teams with good records and guys that really make an impact for their team. And yeah, as you say, Hassan really hasn't done that. So I'm with you there.
Right. And then it comes down to, like, you know, I've said this before when we're talking about these guys. I think I talked about it with Michael. When we're talking about the guys we're talking about are the elite of the elite. They're like the super elite. And so it comes down to, like, what's the deciding factor in that? They're like, you're talking about tiniest of little margins. And if it goes down to your team having a better record than the other guy, I think coaches really look at that. I think the voters look at that, you know?
Yeah.
It is a popularity contest to a certain extent, but it's also like, you know, this goes on their resume for their Hall of Fame career if they get there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's just such a smorgasbord of stars in the NBA right now. So, I mean, it's a great time to be a fan of the game, and it's amazing. All the stars in the league right now. But, yeah, I mean, there's guys that deserve to be in there that are just missing out. So it's just the beauty of it.
It's true. Totally.
So that's the Eastern Conference. And let's look at the polls at the moment. So LeBron's skyrocketing out in front.
Wait a minute. Tell me something quick. How do you find these polls? I cannot understand the NBA website anymore. I don't know where to find them.
Really? Oh, yeah. Man. I just Google, hey, NBA poll 2017. Yeah, nah, man. I'm the Google guy.
Nice.
So LeBron's way out in front with 595,288 votes. Kyrie's a close second. And then you've got Giannis, Kevin Love. Dwayne Wade's right up there.
Really? Oh, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, D-Wade. He's got his old faithfuls that are just getting him there. Embiid's got a lot of votes, man. Far out.
And let's be honest, like, Kobe shouldn't have gotten in those last couple All-Stars that he got in.
Yeah.
It was all
he had the most fan votes of all time. It was like well over a mil.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, you haven't got guys like Kobe taking up places this year. So yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And then you've got guys. So who we got? We got front court: LeBron, Giannis, Love, Embiid, Carmelo, Butler, Porzingis, Paul George, Whiteside, and Jabari Parker. The guards, you've got Kyrie, Dwayne Wade, DeRozan, Isaiah Thomas. D. Rose has got a lot of votes. Kyle Lowry, Wall, Jeremy Lin. And Kemba Walker. Who's voting in Lin? Really?
That's crazy, though, that Kemba is behind Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin hasn't even played. What is this?
That's the fan vote. And that's why the NBA is correcting this. That's why they're only counting, like, the fan vote for 50% this year. Because, again, Zaza would be, and he would be a star.
Yeah, man. All-star. Far out. The Soviet Union. They're really getting behind their guy.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, crazy. Okay, well, let's move on to the West.
Let's do it.
So I've got my list and the starters. Man, this is a tough one. Like, the West is so friggin' strong looking at this list, right? So I've got Westbrook, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Durant, and DeMarcus Cousins.
That is a really solid list. I don't know where I would disagree with you on that one. I don't. I honestly think that's going to be it.
That's pretty solid. I mean, I was surprised to learn that Cousins is actually leading the league in points now, too. I mean, you look at his stats, 29 points, 10.2 rebounds, 3.7 assists. And he is one guy that actually just carries that team, hey. Like, and they're pushing for the eighth seed in the West, and he's, you know, a big part of that. So
the only
you've
part
definitely
of that.
Got to reward that guy.
He's the biggest part of that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, in stature and in like, gamesmanship, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a big crybaby that way. Hey, but it's crazy to think that either Westbrook, Harden, or Curry are going to miss out in the starting lineup.
Yeah, that is crazy. It's funny to think, like, and other people have talked about it. I don't know how many NBA podcasts you listen to. I listen to way too many.
Yeah. Oh, me too, man.
Yeah. And it's funny that like this has been discussed before. Steph Curry, who last year at one point in the season was considered the best player in the league. Like the best player, like better than LeBron, which by the way, I was always like, he's not better than LeBron. He's not. Yeah, and so I love Steph Curry, but I'm like, he's not LeBron. Nobody's LeBron.
Yeah.
I just want to say I was right. That's all. Yeah, listen, everybody, I was right. I was right all along. No. But it's funny that to go 1 year later after a 3-1 lead and loss in the finals.
Perspectives have changed.
Yeah, he's not even in conversation for a starting spot in the All-Star game. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like that's a drop-off that doesn't happen unless you injure yourself or retire, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Curry's stats have taken a little bit of a hit being alongside Durant, but his numbers are still good. I mean, 23.9 points, 4.2 rebounds, 5.8 assists, but his three-point shooting percentage is way, way down from last year.
Well, for him, what is it at?
For him, I mean, like it's just under 40%.
Yeah, so it's still better.
It's still amazing. Yeah. Still freaking awesome, but yeah, I mean, as far as Curry's concerned, it's not the best, but...
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think you can't not have Westbrook and Harden in the starting lineup. They're having two of the most incredible seasons I can remember watching.
Absolutely.
Both those guys.
Yeah. And right there, let's talk about them for a second. Like, you're talking about the two guys that are leading. They're literally right now neck and neck for the MVP vote. Like, I could almost see a world in where they split the MVP for the first time ever.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. They have to. It's going to be criminal.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I think that actually, not to get off the topic, but for a quick brief aside, I think that's actually going to come down to, again, like we were talking about earlier, is team record. Like, I think whoever's team ends up with the better record, the way they're going right now. So Westbrook is 30.9 points, 10.4 rebounds, and 10.5 assists. I mean, he's averaging a triple-double.
And we're over halfway through the season. He's averaging a triple-double. Like, that is mental.
Yeah. You know, just to go back to your point at the very beginning of the podcast, it's crazy right now that the NBA is... They have a wealth of talent in the league right now that is incredible. Mm. It's not like... I don't ever remember a time like this where there were so many guys that were doing so many crazy things. I mean, you know, maybe Jordan and the Mailman and that era, but I didn't really watch that much then, so.
Yeah.
Well, we've never seen anyone average a triple-double. I mean, when last one was Oscar Robinson in the 60s.
Yeah, 61-62 season, right?
Crazy, man. And on a nightly basis, there's guys just dropping the most ridiculous stat lines.
It's insane. And then, and then you look down at Harden, his stats, and he's literally... like two rebounds away from also averaging a triple-double. He's 28.4 points, 8.2 rebounds, and 11.9 assists. That's also freaking
insane. And he's leading the league in assists. And plus, you know, the Rockets are killing it this season.
Yeah. Yeah, they're killing it. They've been like such a surprise story. And, you know, I think the surprising thing is that like everybody realized that their offense was going to be really potent with Mike D'Antoni as their head coach. I don't think anyone realized that their defense was going to be... They're not great, but they're good enough to stop
They're holding it together. Yeah, they're doing enough. Yeah. I reckon the Rockets are a real, real dark horse to come out of the West.
You know, and the way the Warriors have played the last couple of games, I know there's a lot been made about the Durant, like, ISO the other night when he lost the game for them. Draymond was really pissed off about it.
Draymond went off, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't get it together, you could imagine a world in which the Rockets beat them. In like this.
Yeah. I mean, it only takes one injury too.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, I think Golden State are only injury away from, you know, from another team getting the better of them. So yeah, it's the Rockets. I mean, James Harden, insane. And obviously Durant. I think Durant again is the only lock to make the starting lineup because I think, you know, either Westbrook or Harden, you know, Curry could edge one of those guys out. Kawhi Leonard, like, you know, who knows? Someone like Green might get in the starting lineup or Gordon Hayward.
That's true. That's a good point. Here's a really bad thing on my part. I don't ever get to watch Knicks games or Nets games because I have League Pass and I'm in New York, so they black me out for those. The only way I can watch
them is... Oh, really? Yeah. That's interesting.
And I don't have cable TV because I can't afford it. So the only way I get to watch them is either I go to the game or I pirate it. And I feel bad about illegally watching basketball, right?
Yeah, well, okay.
So
yeah,
I don't get to see much of them, but I also really don't get to see much of the West Coast teams because I often can't stay up that late. I'm an old man. I have to go to work in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, what time's, like, the average West Coast game on? Well, that's late, right?
Yeah,
that's
they start at, like, 10 o'clock, yeah. So, yeah. 10 o'clock, man, if the game's over at 1 o'clock in the morning, I got to get up in, like, 3 hours. That's not...
Yeah, screw that, man. Screw that.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to get our sleep.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I can't go to work, like, hungover and tired. I need to just one of the two.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Let's move on to our bench. So, I'm going to rattle off my list again. I've got Curry, I've got Chris Paul, I've got Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson, LaMarcus Aldridge, Gordon Hayward, Anthony Davis, and Marc Gasol. That's my bench, and I think that's pretty solid.
That's a pretty solid, really solid bench.
That's crazy, eh, that bench.
So this makes me want to talk about who misses out right away. So,
yeah.
Blake Griffin. See, and here's the thing about the West, man. It is so packed. So packed with talent.
Yeah, that, it's
like,
loaded.
Everybody on that bench, or everybody that misses out, should be an all-star. Yeah. It's not even a question. It shouldn't be like, oh, they're borderline. They might be an all-star. No, everyone on that list that doesn't make the all-star game is an all-star. They're Blake Griffin is putting 21.2 points, 8.8 rebounds, and 4.7 assists. By the way, I'm just reading your list. Good job again.
Yeah, thanks, man.
But, like, that's all-star numbers. And I could see a world in which he doesn't make it because of the injuries, you know, and because he hasn't been playing like Blake Griffin normally plays this year. So I could see him not getting in. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. It's like,
But then you look at Clippers' record. I mean, with Blake out, they've taken a massive dive after the most solid start.
Yeah.
So Griffin is, you know, he's pivotal in that team, for sure.
For sure. And their defense has taken a huge step back. But also, Chris Paul's missed some time, too, right? I think he was out with a hamstring injury, and he's out again with a hamstring injury. And he isn't actually... I mean, his numbers are always steady. I think the biggest one for him is, like, you know, 9.5 assists per game. But he's only shooting... He's only averaging 17 points and 5 rebounds. I don't know what his shooting percentages are. But it's not like... It's not like Steph Curry. It's not like, you know, Harden or Westbrook.
Dame.
Here's one thing that worries me. I worry that Damian Lillard doesn't make the All-Star game because his team is playing like ass right now. What do you think? Do you think there's a chance he doesn't get into the All-Star?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a chance. I'd feel so sorry for the guy. I mean, last year, Dame definitely deserved to be in there, and he didn't get in there. And this year... You know, his numbers aren't as good and his team is sucking. So, yeah, I reckon if there was a year that he didn't get in, it's this season. So, yeah, I can see a world where Dame doesn't get in. Because, I mean, look at who might miss out. You got guys like DeAndre Jordan, Draymond Green. I mean, Eric Gordon should be in the conversation.
He should.
Blake Griffin, Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns. As you say, Mike Conley definitely deserves to be in the conversation.
Yep. And a bunch of these guys are going to miss it. Like, I still think that Karl Anthony Towns makes it in there. So I would say your bench. For me, I would go Steph Curry, Chris Paul, Damian Lillard. I think Klay maybe doesn't make it because you got to put Karl Anthony Towns in there. I don't think Aldridge makes it either. I just don't. Are you going to put Aldridge in there over Karl Anthony Towns or Draymond Green? I think Draymond Green gets in over Aldridge. He has to. He's like the most important player in the Western Conference.
You're right. But the only reason I put both Klay and Aldridge in there is just because of their team's records.
Yeah.
You know, and the coaches honoring that, I think, that's the only reason. But as you say, I mean, Karl Anthony Towns, he's a rising star. He's unreal. So he probably does deserve to be on that bench.
For sure. And I think, honestly, like, if you're gonna reward a team just for having a good record and you want at least one player on that team, you've already got Kawhi in the starting lineup. And I think Kawhi stays in the starting lineup. And I think that's where he belongs. Yeah. Like, he's a transcendent talent. So I think they've met their Spurs quota, you know?
Fair enough.
I don't think Aldridge makes it. I think he's having a down year.
I honestly don't want Aldridge to make it. I don't even like the guy.
He's a big jerk, man. Like,
he's talented, but, you know, I've never been the biggest Aldridge fan, so I'm happy if he misses out.
You know, here, let me ask you this, though. Have you noticed Aldridge? Does he look like he put on weight? Is he, like, challenging for, like, a bloated year? Like, maybe one of the bigger guys in the league year? I don't know.
Maybe. Hey, I was actually watching, like, a Harwood Classic the other day, and it was Aldridge in his rookie season, and far out, man. The guy's changed, hey, appearance-wise. But, yeah, I reckon he might have put on a couple of pounds. Yeah, for sure.
I think his butt's grown for sure. I don't know.
Yeah, man. He's got a huge ass. But see, I reckon Lowry's got a bit of a big ass too, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, Kyle Lowry used to be, you know, fat Kyle Lowry. Now they call him skinny Kyle Lowry. So
he's definitely
slimmed down. No, but Aldridge, man, I don't know if it's because his uniform always seems to be like three sizes too big. It looks like he's wearing a robe when he's out there on the floor. Do you notice this?
I don't know if he's
doing that thing.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if he's really gained that much weight, or it just looks like he gained that much weight because his clothes are too big. Like, figure it out, man.
Optical illusion. Yeah. Someone in the wardrobe department, please sort this out.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be a crazy tight race. And let's have a look at the polls. Let's see where we're at in the West. And as you mentioned before, Zaza Pachulia is right up there.
That never stops.
It's just disgusting. It's sick, man. I remember last season, he nearly made, like, he was only like, I don't know, maybe he was about 100,000 votes from making the starting lineup. But that's like, that's crook.
I think it might have been, I think I was listening to the starters this morning and they said something like 14,000 votes from making the all-star starting lineup.
Oh, what? It was that close?
That close.
Far out. That's crazy. Hey, so as far as guards go, this is the most votes going down. Curry, James Harden, Westbrook, Klay Thompson, CP3, Lillard, Eric Gordon, Manu Ginobili, Andre Iguodala, and Zach LaVine.
Huh, Iguodala's still in there?
I was surprised to see Zach get more votes than Andrew Wiggins.
Oh yeah, that is surprising. I didn't even know Zach LaVine was getting any votes at all.
Yeah, he's got 40,000 something, yeah. Anyway, so as far as front court goes, you got Durant, Zaza Pachulia, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, DeMarcus Cousins, Karl-Anthony Towns, LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, and Marc Gasol.
Yeah, Marc Gasol definitely needs to be in there. He's having one of the best years of his career. Like, and again, he's got good stats. He's, you know, 19.5 points, 6.1 rebounds, 6.1, and 4 assists. But he's also shooting the 3 now. And again, one thing that doesn't show up in your stats is, like, his defensive presence. He's a defensive stopper. He means more to that team than just about anybody. Maybe anybody on any other team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, for sure. He's arguably the best center in the NBA.
Yeah.
As far as making an impact on his team goes. And as you say, defensive stopper, like, he's amazing.
And did you see that shimmy he did a couple of weeks ago when he was just like wiggling his arms?
Oh, man.
If he'd do that every time, just get him in there. I just want to...
there's vines going around with just his arms going everywhere. And you just see the Grizzlies office the next day. They did a vine where they're all just going around the office going, waving their arms. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
Man, yeah, I love Marc Gasol, eh?
Yeah.
I'm actually really enjoying the Grizzlies this season. They've never been a team that I've really sort of watched a lot in League Pass, but I've been getting really into them. After that win yesterday, too, it just made my love for them even stronger.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is that, like, what has everyone said about that team for the last several years? Like, the grinded out team, they're great. They play a lot of defense, but they wear you down, and that's how they win. They have no shooting. So what do?
Yeah.
You make Marc Gasol your shooter. He's shooting 3 points. It's like, it's so much fun to watch. It's so good.
It's so good. And he's actually shooting at a high rate. I think he's just under 40%.
Yeah, that's crazy.
From downtown. So that's awesome for a center. I mean, far out.
That's crazy. Awesome for a guard. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So looking at the West, I mean, there is just so much stacked talent in that conference. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the voting and how the coaches vote too, how it all plays out.
Yeah, man.
But that's pretty much it as far as our predictions, man. Do you have any idea of who you want to be in the dunk comp? I mean, we weren't even going to touch on this, but...
I think definitely Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine again.
Aaron Gordon's got to be back there for sure. I'd love to see Jabari Parker and Larry Nance Jr. in there too.
Ooh, Larry Nance is a good sneaky underdog there, right? Man, he dunks with, like, anger.
That's the best dunk of the season, that one on Brook Lopez. That was absolutely insane.
Yeah. It was pretty sick. Yeah. Here's a dark horse for you. Jeremy Grant. That dude, all he does is dunk. And every time he does it, he's like angry at the rim.
Yeah.
I would like to see. I don't know if he's
That's a good one. Oh, man. That'd be epic.
Yeah. I don't know if he's got like any good dunk moves, but just the way he dunks is fun to watch. So
yeah, he can put people on a poster, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anybody else who's really surprised. I don't really like dunking's not my thing because I'm 5'9" and I'll never reach a rim.
Yeah, me too. I'm pushing 6 foot. Yeah,
lucky bastard.
Yeah, I'm huge, man. I've put on so much weight this summer. Hey, I told myself at the beginning of the holidays that I was going to go surfing a lot and do all this, and I just haven't stopped eating and drinking beers, man. My wife said to me this morning, like, dude, you got to get yourself to a gym, eh? I'm just like, yep. Plus basketball season's, you know, it's the off season at the moment, so I'm really just not getting enough exercise in. Yeah. Whereas you, I heard you like run miles per day, right?
Yeah. I usually do like, I guess it would be an 11K on my Monday off.
Man, that's nuts.
Nah, it's, you know.
It's what I do. That's how I live, you know.
It's meditative, man. I need to think about the podcast. I need to think about what I'm going to say to people when I have them on and when I guest on other people's podcasts. I'm like, I don't want to sound stupid.
Oh, not at all, man. Hey, it's been so good to have you on the show. We've got the biggest podcast crush on the Superflight podcast, so it's really cool to be able to chat to you. And thanks for giving up your Saturday night to talk to me, man.
Yeah, man, of course. Thanks for having me on. You guys are in my regular rotation as well. I'm a little disappointed that you haven't put one out in a while, but I understand your partner's like traveling
this
world.
This is it. I mean, I've been wanting to put them out, but it's been a bit hard trying to get a hold of Michael Keefe lately.
Yeah.
We actually tried to do one last week, but his reception in Italy just wasn't good enough.
It's funny that like my wife is in Italy right now for work, so I was like, hey, you guys are so close, you should hook up again and say hi.
Wow.
She's like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Make an effort, Michael Keith. What are you doing, mate? I heard you guys had a good you had a bit of a big one the last night. He was in New York. You showed him a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was awesome to have him around. It was great meeting you guys, both of you, man. It was like, it's been fun. It's been awesome. I'm glad you got in touch because, you know, my podcast obviously used to be a little bit different when I had my old partner on. But, you know, now it's just me. Now I just get to come on your podcast and say hi. So,
yeah, man. Oh, we'd love to have you on as a regular guest. It'd be epic. But, yeah, man, we really love your podcast. And why don't you tell listeners how they can get in touch or follow you on Twitter?
Sure. Yeah, you can follow the Superflight Pod on the Superflight Podcast on Twitter at Superflight Pod. You can follow me personally at Joe Borelli on Twitter. And you can follow all, so I'm part of a podcast network now at ABPN. So you can follow all the podcasts on the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. If you want, just download it. Just subscribe and download everything and check them out because there's a lot of good stuff on there.
Go do it right now. You won't regret it. It's a great show. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Joe Borelli. I really appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Byron. Good talking to you.
All right. Speak soon.
All right, man. Cheers. So that was me and Byron James of the Fuzz NBA podcast. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. You can follow The Fuzz again on Twitter at TheFuzzNBA. You can check out their website, TheFuzzNBA.com. And follow those guys. They're pretty funny and they're a lot of fun. And thanks again, Byron, for having me on and doing such an amazing job of editing this whole thing together. You guys know how you can reach me, so I'm just going to let you go. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.